April 22nd, 2015, regular town board meeting.
At the town hall. The members of the board are present. The media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We need approval of vouchers, ambulance fund 1621 to 1624, and the general fund 47576 to 47703.
Motion.
I'll second that, as Chris wasn't at the, on the board at the last meeting. So the motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the April 1st, 2015 regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Again, I'll second those. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
This is a rather abbreviated treasurer's report because the figures were not available for the first of the month because they didn't come until after that. So this is what actually happened between 3/26 and 3/31. So there's basically just interest that went in there and some deposits into the ambulance account. I think that was it. And so in the regular town, the town accounts, we have $799,199.62. And in the ambulance account, we have $381,491.59.
Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
I'll second that motion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action authorized bids for road construction. As we do every spring, I'd like to have you authorize me to solicit bids for the road construction. One road that I would like to look at redoing would be East Fence Lake Road from Hershey Lane to Highway F. It's in starting to get in pretty rough repair. And then I would also like to look at doing approximately 3 miles of chip seal, which would be the third layer over the existing, to start working on upgrading some of those. I guess pick the 3 miles of road that we have in chip seal that are the worst. I figure those two things would come just about to what we have budgeted, so.
That sounds perfect. I've been, as you know, getting concerned about the chip seal roads. I've been bringing it up.
How far behind are we? Were we ever put on a time frame, or was there a projected?
Yeah, and we've actually, since for the last 20 years, starting with Francis, he kept us on kind of a road program, mm-hmm. and we've stuck to that, and I've continued that for the last 4 years now, and so we're in really good shape.
So the 3 miles, is that generally what we do a year? Is that?
No, it'll vary. Now, like last
depends
year.
Depends on how much asphalt we're doing.
Yeah,
along now, with it.
Last year we did Shishibagama Drive, which was a pretty good sized project, but we did also do Schwamming and Forest Road,
right,
which was 6 miles of chip seal. So we try to keep up with both of them as we go through the years.
Okay.
Yeah. It's working pretty well because out of 145 miles of town road, what do we have left that's gravel?
About three miles
right. of gravel. Everything else is surfaced. So that's a pretty good record.
No, that's commendable.
So I guess I'd ask for a motion to authorize.
I so move.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to authorize the chairman to solicit bids for road projects. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Action to designate final deposit financial depositories. Irene?
Yes, we are currently working with People's State Bank, where we have certificates of deposit. And First Merit Bank is where we have our major accounts, the town account and the tax account. And then we also have a tax account for refunds at River Valley. So it's been working fine. That spreads our money around, and there's nothing to be made for CDs, as far as interest. So I shopped around and just get the highest, which is next to nothing. And we don't have to pay them, they still pay us. And so I would just like to continue with those banks, if that's okay with, you know, with the
And BMO Harris.
And BMO Harris, yes. Where we have a money market there for the regular bank, and rather, you know, for the regular town accounts, and the ambulance accounts are there. So just like to keep it as, you know, as is.
So this is a publication, correct, of the depositories? Does that require a resolution, or that is just noted through the notes of this meeting?
This is for us to, the publication is...
We're designating which depository she can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
correct. And it's just through
a motion of the
board. So then it's just recognized through the notes of this meeting that
correct.
That's who's...
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
Fine.
I guess what we're using are, you know, it's working good for us, so... Mm-hmm.
I would like to make a motion to designate any financial institution that Irene finds the best interest rates at. However, if one is different than what she is currently using, I'd like the board to be notified of that. Of course, we would have to sign signature cards
anyway.
That would be my motion.
That language bothers me a little bit. I believe that her job is to designate the actual places. And usually you're doing them locally, correct? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
That's one of the reasons. What I'm saying is if she wants to broaden it, I would allow her to broaden it, but I think that we should do it with what she's asked for, not to expand it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a problem with that. It's just that way we're behind in
100%.
In approving it, and mine would be ahead of it, but that's fine.
I'm not trying to rock the boat. I'm just saying is she's asking for certain institutions, and I think we should stay within them bounds. I would be more comfortable with that.
Okay, we've never done it that way before, but that's fine.
We can do that.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to designate another one, mm-hmm. it's no problem. Mm-hmm. She can come back to the
board. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And
I'm sure we'll approve it.
Amend your motion?
No, Chris can make the motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the designees described by the treasurer.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the designated depositories as described by the treasurer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Action to designate notice of publications, which currently is the Lakeland Times. They're the only one who meets our criteria. Eric? So I guess I'd look for a motion to designate the Lakeland Times.
Motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action, refurbish a Cat loader. We currently have a Caterpillar loader, approximately 20 years old. It's getting some rust and some wear to it. It has approximately 6,100 hours on it. They should run for about 20,000 hours. Pete did get a estimate from Caterpillar to have it refurbished, which comes out to $13,000. I think with the shape that it's in, the amount that we use it, that probably would be money well spent rather than letting it go any further and potentially having to purchase a new one in just a few years, and they run $200,000 to $250,000.
How would we propose to pay for this?
Out of the new equipment additions in the budget.
It's in there, okay.
And we have 26,000.
And that wasn't for anything else?
No.
Okay.
We have $26,000 or $23,000 budgeted for it, and this would be $13,000.
Okay.
My question is, it's got 6,100 hours. You referred to a 20,000 hour total.
Mm-hmm.
The 20,000 hours would be if we didn't do nothing to it? Or
no, that's with normal repair and maintenance.
Okay. So
the reason why this one, well, because of its age and rusts out, it does a lot of sitting, mm-hmm. Especially in the wintertime when they're loading sand, salt, you're dealing with that. It mm-hmm. gets eaten away at. But all in all, mechanically, it's in good shape. This would be repairing the rust areas, repainting, cleaning, giving it a good check over to make sure, you know, everything's working properly. We did have it done here about a year and a half ago, had it gone over, and the CAT mechanic did tell us the machine is in excellent shape for its age, so.
So with the amount of hours that are on it now, 6,100, if we were to get 20,000 hours out of it and it's 20 years old, we can expect it to be 40 years old before we're done with it?
No, but it'll go another 10, 15 years.
Okay.
There's some loaders that are out there that are 40, 50 years old and still running great.
And so. I've ran them.
So have I.
I guess I don't have a problem with it. I'll make the motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to refurbish the CAT loader which we have. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, proposed ATV routes. We received a letter from the Lakeland ATV Association, ATV Club, requesting some town roads to be opened up and be included in their route system. It would more or less connect the towns of Woodruff, Fifield, and Minocqua. There is a map back on the table. I know several people have had a chance to look at that. Ones they're proposing, there are some county roads on this list also, but it would be Florsheim Road from F to Rockwood Drive, which is a Minocqua town line, Thoroughfare Road from F to Moss Lake Road, Moss Lake Road to D, Wild Rice Road, which is actually downtown in front of the fire barn and then goes around past the flame and the blue waters. South Indian Village Road to Old Prairie to East Tippecanoe to West Tippecanoe to Deer Trail to Mitten Lake to Shawamigan Forest Trail to the town line. Old Prairie to East Tippecanoe to West Tippecanoe to Old Prairie to Highway 70. You're actually going south then. And then Bodilac Road from Highway 70 south to the Minocqua town line. Either of you have any questions or comments?
Well, I think what we're really hearing debating today is I think that the proposal to have roots, summer roots in Lac des Flambeaux, has already passed this town board. I don't think that we're here to discuss whether or not we're going to pass a resolution that allows ATVs because I think we already did that. I think what we're dealing with today is they're actually proposing the route that establishes what permission was already gave to them last year at this time. Am I correct?
2 years ago.
Two years ago, okay.
That's my understanding as well.
And one thing I would say is, with everybody in concern, is this is quite a milestone for Lac des Flambeaux if we do pass this today. And I know it has been very emotional on both sides. And I want the whole town to be very comforting to know that this board will be monitoring this very closely. This is something that I think that the clubs have put a lot of time in. I think they've earned the right to at least give them the opportunity to try to expose themselves and show us what can happen if we do something positive. There's been a lot of negative issues brought up. There's been a lot of probably unknown facts that have been presented. And I think that we're all mature adults, and I would hope that we would all learn something by this, that if it doesn't work, I have an idea that either we're going to put the adequate law enforcement on it, or we're going to change the route, or we're just going to abolish the route. So I just want you to know, as this is something that is going to be dealt with very closely here, and I would like us to be stewards for the rest of the people of the county so that they could learn along with us. And if we see a problem, we're going to fix it. And I would hope that the club has seemed to be so sincere that I think that we're going to see some activities going here that are going to go above and beyond what other communities have done, because it's been a real hard road for them to get thus far. So with that being said, I just want you to know my sincere duties of being elected here and sitting here before you is I will follow up and I will make sure that all the resources that need to be obtained to keep this safe and keep everybody happy, they will be found. So, and my door is always open. If there's an issue, you can call me or refer to me or through the town, or I would believe Mr. Galke or Mrs. Schwanenbeck. I can't speak for them, but they would be very interested also. Thank you.
I don't know how I could say it any better than that. I agree with that 100%, and I think that we've talked about this enough to have tried to answer people's questions and concerns, and I hope everyone really does believe that we are going to monitor this very closely. We've built that into the ordinance with a sunset clause and so on. So I hope that people will feel comfortable with this decision.
Bill, does the club have anything else to say, or?
No, I mean, unless Dale here or Ron, Files County, you're the Files County chairperson here also.
Yeah, we also have Dale Mayo, who's with the Vilas County Forest and Recreation Department. You got something, Dale? Of course.
Mr. Chair, the county is here to work with you. If you decide to go forward with us, all we want to do is work with you. Give us a map. If it's county highway segments that you need connectivity, make sure we know where it is from this point to this point. And I'll need that in a timely manner because it's going to take at least 30 days to run this through the process. But we're here to work with you, whatever your decision is today.
Yep. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Ron.
I'm here as a taxpayer, and I own a condo on Livingstone Lake. But I also would, as a county board chairman, I truly wish for multiple use in Vilas County. I don't care what people are peddling, pushing, driving, whatever. I would like them to come to Vilas County to recreate. I would like them to behave themselves when they come to Vilas County and recreate. I would like them to bring money and go home broke with a burning desire to come back and do it again. But as far as the county is concerned, this has been a long process, and I've made a comment to many people that as far as behaving themselves, I think that this group will behave themselves, but whatever group it is that misbehaves, we owe it to ourselves and our predecessors to shut them off and throw them out. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Clint.
What do we have in our ordinance for policing powers over this?
It would be done by Vilas County Sheriff's Department. They're our policing authority here. At least for the town.
And the ATV club itself does, I don't think they call it policing, what do you call it?
They're
patrolling, right. And they're certified, they're trained and certified to do that.
And yes. DNR.
Actually, I believe that ATVs for many purposes fall under the jurisdiction of the DNR rather than
correct.
Town. So there would have to be a mixture of enforcement there. OWI, for example, is under the DNR.
Mm-hmm. What I meant by it, our policing authority here in town is Vilas County. So if a sheriff's deputy pulls one over, or even a tribal police officer pulls one over, they make the call to the appropriate authority, but they're the ones who will be watching over things.
Right, but there is a crossover of jurisdiction there. One question that I have here is about liability.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about opening up public roadways, a lot of paved roadways, to vehicles that come with a warning that say do not operate this vehicle on a paved roadway. That comes from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And if the town of Lac du Flambeau is in the position of saying, come and ride your your unroadworthy vehicle on roads, I think that opens the town up to a lot of liability in the event of an accident. I think that, you know, if a suit is filed over an accident, I think the town of Blackfoot Flambeau is going to be high on the list of defendants. And, you know, as a Blackfoot Flambeau resident and taxpayer, I don't want to be on the hook for that. That's something that needs to be looked at here.
Is that recreation thing?
Dale, is that a question that you've had come up that?
Yes, we've had this come up before. You're no more liable than you are for adopting snowmobile routes out there.
That's.
I can assure you, you're not the first town to have town roads open as routes. We're not the first county. We've done a lot of extensive research with all the surrounding counties. And there is no issue putting these things out on the county highway system. So I feel reasonably assured that your town roads will be safe.
That's, I figured they might be similar to the snowmobile routes and that we can open them up for those. Yes.
There is an article on the Chicago Tribune a few months back, and they quoted the manufacturer's organization of ATVs. And the gentleman from that was speaking for them, said he would not recommend ATVs to be placed on any hard surface roads, that they weren't built for that, and there is more danger. I think in opening it up, whether or not you have the legal responsibility, and I think you do, and I think you will, are open to a lawsuit, but aside from that, you have the moral responsibility to not place particularly young children in more danger than they would be otherwise. And I think that this is a very bad idea from just the safety point of view. There are a lot of other arguments against it, but just from the safety point of view, I think it's a very bad idea. And you've got an awful lot of roads, and some of them pretty busy.
I appreciate your comments, but I believe that the determination to have the ATVs go on roads was made by the state legislature. It's in the statutes, I believe. Isn't it? Don't the statutes say that they will travel on roadways?
I would just have to say Mr. Mayo would not be able to represent Vilas County on behalf of this if Martha Milanowski was aware that we weren't able to do this. I'm sure this has been gone through. This would have been stopped a long time ago. So I'm very comfortable with it.
Let me just follow up on that, because I'm still not reassured by this. I've been practicing law for over 25 years. And one thing I know is that anybody can file suit over anything. And if a suit is filed against this town, it's going to cost us money. And if we're in the position of inviting vehicles to use our roadways, and those vehicles are clearly not meant to be on those roadways, I think it makes us vulnerable. And I think that even if the town could prevail at trial, it could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend that. And I don't think they want to open that door. I really don't.
Thank you. Yes.
Don't we have the same exact thing with snowmobiles?
Yeah.
Just because there's snow on top of the road, it's the same road. It's a paved road, so don't we have exactly the same thing?
Even with autos, I mean, that we're subject to lawsuit. Because people can sue anybody over anything.
Yeah.
So, but we can't. That is not a reason to.
The manufacturer's
trail to not do this.
Road is a road, but it's also a trail. Just because there's snow on top of it doesn't mean the pavement is I mean, it's still the same road.
Shawanigan's that's a town road, and
the
snowmobile, that's a snowmobile route.
Yeah, we have many snowmobile routes within the town, and actually under the state law, you're allowed to travel any public road from your home to the nearest snowmobile trailer route. So, I would imagine this would be handled in the same manner. Does the board have?
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion to approve this, and I also would reflect that there's going to have to be a revision to the ordinance, and that would be probably at our next meeting that would correct us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have something to say, comment. I can support ATVs and snowmobiles within reason. I can also say that I understand why the tribal members who voted no voted against the use of some snowmobiles and some tribal property and some ATVs. And it largely has to do with a personal relationship that those particular tribal members who voted no have historically held and said no. I have to use the force, and every time I run across these characters, they run around here on the reservation like this is outlaw country, like this is the Wild West, like they don't have to respect our rules and laws. And that's always been that way. And then having to harvest things from the woods or go deer hunting, what some of those tribal members that voted no have that history of disrespect. And you know, a lot of verbal violent confrontations with ATVs and snowmobilers running across reservation land. I personally, out here at Highway D, had to sit out for 2 years because the ATVers were running across my property. They even went so far as to cut down several trees so that they could get through. And they certainly insisted that, well, we've been running through here for years, going through from Mitten Lake Road and Broken Bow Lake and Swamp Reinforced Trail, and we cut across Little Ten and come down through here, and you ain't got no reason to stop us because this property's been for sale for years. And I said, no, I bought it, you know, 30 years ago, it's my property. I'm retired and I'm living here, and you can't come across my property. I went through 3 years of ATVers coming on my property, riding through, threatening me, and saying that, and in two instances, because I stood out there, I said, you can't come across my property. You can go around through Little Ten on the lane, but you can't come across my property. For two years running, I had the tires on all my vehicles slashed because we were in disagreement. And that's the kind of relationship that the tribal members have with a lot of people coming here. That's why they voted no. And now, aside from that, the other thing I have a comment on is that I noticed that in other counties and other states where you have ATVs, and even in the state forests and the federal forests, like Rocky Mountain National Park, Glacier, Yellowstone, and whatever, certain areas you can run snowmobiles and ATVs on, they have specific signs which say, notice, you know, if you're on this trail or this part of the road, you will stick to this speed limit, mm-hmm. period. And you must have flashers, you must have turn signals, brake lights, and you must operate with your headlights on, the same as a motorcycle does. And that's led to quite a bit of disrespect around here too, running across the reservation, because prior to the state saying that you could run on the state road, but the specifications were you had to have turn signals and brake lights, running lights. I know that because quite a few friends of mine have some really expensive ATVs with big engines. A couple of guys I know that run snowplows run V6 motors on their ATVs, and they can rip, and we've clocked them at a 150, 160 miles an hour. They can go. And some of their kids are teenagers, they can go that fast too. And that's what they're accustomed to. And they can say, well, I didn't know that. You know, there's no speed limit on this part of the road for, you know.
As I understand it though, the club.
You can't go faster than 55 and honk your horn and pass me on Highway 47 coming back to Flambeau.
As I understand it, the club needs to sign. Anyway, it was part of the ordinance, is that the club needs to sign the routes, they need to sign the speed limits, and they need to, and that's what will be enforced is the speed limits that's within the ordinance.
I think this addresses a portion of the liability for rules of the road for people operating on highways. It's got to be that way. I would suggest in the town that it be posted also that if we give you the permission to run through here, that you're also, since you're an operator of this vehicle, that you voluntarily assume the fact that you're going to indemnify the town and the tribe for anything. That is your responsibility. If you run into the side of my pickup truck, which has happened to one of my pickup trucks, had a dually pickup, had two of these ATVers out on, was it East Boundary? I came out of the woods, signaled, had a load of firewood on, and they couldn't stop in time because they were going at high speed on the East Boundary, and both of them slammed into the left side of my black pickup and crunched into two doors on that side. Now, luckily, nobody got hurt, but they were going in excess of probably 40, 45 miles an hour and skidded to a stop and slammed in, you know. And I had to come back to town and bring one of them back so he could call somebody and say, well, he busted our two ATVs up. And, you know, my insurance paid for my damage.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of attitude we got. And I think that enforcing some of this is our responsibility as taxpayers also. We have to make sure that these things are notified, that when you're running on the paved portion of the highway, it not only says 55 miles an hour, there has to be another sign that says, you know, whatever your manufacturer said that this can run at, that's what you run at. And you have to yield to the traffic that's on the road that's running at 55.
Well, they have to follow.
That has to be a certain.
Yeah, there's rules.
From an
you have a license plate.
And knowing how my insurance has fluctuated over years because of these people, that's generally the rule.
Can I just sure, address him just for a second?
Yeah. If you're running the ATV and you ran into the side of my vehicle,
Carol,
you didn't yield.
Jackson. Mr. Jackson, Mr. Jackson, all of the routes here will have to follow state statute. So there will be specific signage that will represent what the state statute allows. And that statute is recognized by each municipality, and for us to go above that. And what is the number? Can somebody from the club tell me what the number is on a paved road?
For all the county highways, we have an ordinance, and that is posted at 35 mile an hour.
35.
Stay on the pavement, stay to the right, single file, 35 mile an hour.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it will all be uniformed, and it will be, it'll be enforced, because yeah, it'll actually
no,
be.
There's no written, no enforcement on any of these trails like that that says that what speed the ATV can travel at. Because just this afternoon, coming back from Woodruff, you know, there's ATVs running here, and I'm going at 55, and I'll be goddamned if they didn't pass me up and they got here to Flammable quicker than I did.
Well, there has
none of them stopped for any of the stop signs.
There has to be enforcement, coordination between the DNR, the county, the tribe, and the town. Where you're talking about these incidents that you have mentioned that happened to you personally, those weren't on any designated ATV club route. Those were just people from town or from somewhere who are running any road without any control, because no one is enforcing any law there. So this, where we're talking about having this trail system, this will be marked and signed with speed limits and the different regulations that apply to traveling on roads, and these will be patrolled by the ATV club. So there shouldn't be the same type of opportunity for problems that you have with people that just run wherever they want to go.
So you're going to approve this ordinance assuming that the ATV club has judicial authority and police powers over,
no, they don't
over
have,
the residents of this town?
No, they don't.
So you're going to hand over that to
no.
them?
No.
As they, if they were
no, we're not, Errol. That's right. Not what we're doing.
No, they wouldn't be getting it.
Well, that's what I just heard you say. The ATV is going to take over the supervision and...
No. They will do patrolling so that they can keep track and make sure that people know that there's somebody watching out there on the trails, but they don't have enforcement authority. That remains with the law enforcement agencies that are designated.
Well, what I just spoke to was part of that assumed responsibility that the town has. We need to make sure in writing that these signs are going to be posted.
Yep.
So that an ATVer or a snowmobiler cannot say, well, there was no posted speed limit. It's wide open.
Well, and that's...
You can do that in the state of Montana. You can run 75 to 100 miles an hour faster on the highway because I drive semi-truck, and that's what happens. I don't get a speeding ticket unless it's snowing.
Yeah, and it's actually in the ordinance, Harold, where the routes would not be open until the club signs them. So they have to be signed prior to the route being open. That's in the ordinance. And that means signed with stop signs, speed signs, you know,
quiet zones,
danger signs, what have you, what's needed. It needs to be signed before that route can be opened.
Right, so, and you're going to open paved roads? Well, the state allowed that to happen, you know, but the state is also not indemnified because they don't put up posted speed limits for the 18 years in the snowmobiles. You know, and they're wide open, their nose is wide open too.
Yeah.
The whole state of Wisconsin is wide open as taxpayers because only some counties and some communities went ahead and paid for their own posted speed limit signs to say, well, we're going to cover our asses.
Yeah.
This is what happened with this town.
So
I'd like to see that.
The ATV clubs then will be patrolling and looking for these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find a problem, then they'll call the sheriff.
Correct.
So they also pay for EMT services.
Well, the EMTs, if somebody gets hurt...
They pay.
Doesn't the tribe pay that expense, though?
No. Well, if somebody gets hurt, that person who gets hurt, their insurance is responsible for paying EMT ambulance services.
Or they personally, if they don't have...
Or they personally do, and we need to... Through the town, we collect that, so...
So you call... The ATV club then calls the sheriff, and then the sheriff comes out and writes the ticket, and hopefully the ATV is still sitting there waiting to get a ticket.
They actually have a required new license plate that goes on the back, and it's required by law for every...
It allows anybody to see a license plate.
No, it's about this big.
Well, this is just...
Matt, here, this is for you.
All right, well...
You know more than that.
You had started to...
There's a motion on the table.
Yeah.
Motion, yep, to approve with the ordinance revision at our next meeting.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the routes as listed, to be designated as ATV routes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 3:37.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I appreciate the town taking a proactive approach to this, addressing that an issue that's been going on, and a lot of issues on both sides, and comments and arguments and all that stuff like that. I think this is a good decision. I think it's a good choice. I think it's going to help the town, businesses, and everybody along those lines. So I applaud you for that.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 3:37. All those in favor?
Aye.
No, Gary.
Yeah, that'd be
Jason Gravine.
Gravine.
I just have a quick question. What was the revision you mentioned in the motion?
Change the route.
Yeah, the revision will have to revisit the ordinance.
We have an ordinance now,
yes.
And the revision will be adding these new roads.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys know that we just hired a dedicated recreational officer to the sheriff's department.
He is dedicated to snowmobile, ATV, and
I said, I was confused, man. I thought that when it sunsetted, you don't have to start from scratch.
We have the ordinance. What we have to do,
this
same ordinance, we take this ordinance and we readopt it. We change the dates on it. So we will be using this same ordinance, and that's why we'll go through the approval of the ordinance again. Because the dates had ended.
I guess one question I had was what you were reading all the way, and I was trying to copy it down.
You couldn't have said that better.
Will that be printed in the next ordinance?
Yes.
Instead of just this, it says all designated, and then there was not any.
Well, roads designated by the map that's posted in her office.
So it'll be just the map, not like the verbal listing that you like you read.
I'm going to talk to the attorney and see if this time he would like us to list those roads out.
Because I mean, it still says you can periodically change it, but I just, you know, I started going down and I can, you know.
I've been known to be a lack of it like that.
I would just like it to read it in there, even though this covers each of the changes any time.
And specify the list of.
Okay.
Oh, Dylan.
That was my question.
And then you can get it for the street department. It says it will take about a month.
Thank you.
Sure, and I don't know if we'll do that or the ATV, but.
We need to.
We need to, okay.
Yeah.
Ow, my knee was getting stiff.
So make sure he writes a letter.
He will, and he can just refer to this.
Do we post that meetings or?
Yeah, it should probably, just cut that up.
Our meetings will be now the first and third Wednesday of the month at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Yep.
1 a.m.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, and I'll always try to, email you the agenda.
Make it even harder for them to catch it together. Okay, and you'll have to remind me several times because I'll forget.
There you go. There's your original.
Thank you.
Yeah, it should just say that Town of Ludlow, Campbell.